morning.
弟兄姐妹们平安。
Welcome to church.
欢迎大家来教会。
Happy Father's Day.
父亲节快乐。
You know, Father's Day is not like Mother's Day.
知道父亲节跟母亲节是不一样的。
Nobody cares.
没有人真正很关心。
See, it's 11 o'clock in the morning. My kids haven't called me.
11点钟了，没有小孩给我打电话。
The only person who wished me Happy Father's Day is Macy's.
唯一祝我父亲节快乐的就是 Macy 那个商店。
Well, today we're gonna continue our study on the Beatitudes.
没开啊？没有声音吗？等一下啊、哦、，Technic problem.
Everything is on.
这边刚刚放 mute.
Okay.
有了。
There's sound? Okay. Sorry about that.
抱歉。
One of these days, we'll have everything set up.
总有一天会每样事情都 perfect.
Don't worry.
不用担心。
Because Jesus told us how to be happy.
因为耶稣告诉我们怎么能够做一个很幸福的人。
So today we're going to continue our studies on the Beatitudes.
我们继续要讲我们的八福。
And we come to a very timely one.
我们今天要讲一个非常现实的。
Jesus says, "Blessed." Are the peacemakers?
耶稣说，使人和睦的人有福了。
So it's in our news today, or this last few days.
最近我们正好有这样的新闻。
You know, our president went to Singapore.
我们的总统去了新加坡。
So he went there to meet the leader of North Korea.
他去见了北韩的这个总统。
Chairman Kim.
金主席。
It was a historic meeting.
那是一个非常有历史性的会面。
Nothing's ever taken place like this.
以前从来没有发生过。
You know the North Koreans have been building nuclear weapons.
你知道北韩一直在造这个核武器。
So they threaten the peace of the region.
它让那个地区非常没有平安。
You know, like China.
像中国。
South Korea.
南韩。
Japan.
日本。
They even have long-range missiles that can hit United States.
他们有长距离的导弹可以一直打到美国。
So they were trying to make peace.
他们希望能够得到平安。
So of course we don't trust these politicians.
我们当然不会相信这些政治家们。
But we should be cautiously optimistic.
但是我们也可以非常小心的能够有好的盼望。
So somehow the world leaders can make peace.
靠着这些世界上的领导人，希望他们能够给我们一点平安。
That would be a great hope.
这是我们的盼望。
So it seems that Jesus has finally said something that's not very controversial.
耶稣现在所说的这一幅，好像总算是能够我们能够理解的。
He says, "Blessed are the peacemakers."
他说，使人和睦的人有福了。
Remember all the beatitudes up to this point.
记得我们所谈过的八福到现在为止吗？
What Jesus says is always controversial.
他讲的话好像让我们非常的难理解。
Sometimes doesn't make sense.
好像我们觉得说跟我们的想法差很远。
Goes against conventional thinking.
跟我们传统的思想相反。
But this one seems to make a lot of sense.
这个好像很有道理。
We can easily accept it.
我们非常容易来接受。
Who does not want peace?
谁不想要平安呢？
Peace in the world.
平安，世界上有和平。
Peace in our communities.
在这个我们所居住的地区有和平。
Peace in our homes.
在家里面有平安。
For the fathers, it's very important.
对这些做父亲的，我想这个很重要。
Even peace in our hearts.
当然，我们心里的平安更重要。
Our hearts are not at peace because of loss, depression, and disappointments.
当我们有些损失，当我们有一些愁烦的时候，我们心里面就失去了平安。
But we don't have peace today.
我们今天没有平安。
Historians tell us in the history of mankind.
历史学家告诉我们说，从人类历史来看
，over 4,000 years, maybe even 5,000 years.
4000到5000年的时间
，only about 8% of time there's peace.
大概只有8%的这个时间是有和平的，世界和平的。
But we don't need to look far.
我们不需要看太远。
You can raise your hands if there's peace in your family.
如果你家里有平安，你可以现在举手。
You tell me you never have any arguments.
你告诉我你家里面从来没有争吵。
Never any conflicts.
没有任何的冲突。
You see, if you raise your hand, you don't need to be here today.
如果你真的有那个，你今天就不用在这里听了。
You don't need this blessing.
你不需要这一福。
But we do need this blessing.
但是我们都需要这一福。
Even Christian families are not exempt from conflicts.
虽然我们是基督徒的家庭，我们也没有办法避免冲突。
We want peace, but we don't have it.
我们希望能够得平安，但是我们没有。
But again, it's a little bit helpful to put the context in today's lesson.
我们来看看说今天耶稣讲这句话的背景是什么。
So we're getting close to the end of the Beatitudes.
我们现在快要到八福的后最后了。
Remember, the Beatitudes are the introduction to the Sermon on the Mount.
我们知道说八福是登山宝训的开始。
Jesus gave us a list of suggestions for practical living.
耶稣告诉我们说在这个生活中我们应该怎样活出这个神的旨意。
He emphasized, to live in the kingdom, you must have a change of heart.
他说要活在神的国里，我们必须要改变我们的心态。
Jesus demands action.
耶稣要我们有改变。
But action does not come from following rules and regulations.
改变并不是说要我们去遵循一套的这个法则规则。
It shouldn't be forced on you.
不应该是强迫你来遵守。
It's not just to score some points so people can praise you.
并不是说我们要遵循了过后可以得一些高分，然后让人家来赞美我们。
But actions come from a changed heart.
他说我们要改变，这个改变必须从心里开始。
So he says to begin with, you must have an acknowledgement of your spiritual bankruptcy.
要这个改变的开始，我们心里面必须知道说我们在灵里是什么都没有的。
And you have to recognize your total dependence on God.
你必须知道说我们要完全的依靠神。
You know you're empty.
你知道你是空虚的。
So you hunger and thirst for the righteousness of God.
你心里面渴慕神的公义。
And when you do, God will fill you.
当你有这样的明白的时候，神会充满你。
You will be merciful.
你会有这个怜悯人的心。
Pure in heart.
你会有清洁的心。
And today God says you are a peacemaker.
今天神说你会变成一个使人和睦的人。
And peacemaker means you are children of God.
使人和睦的人就会成为神的儿子。
Again, Jesus is not saying salvation is by works.
耶稣并不是说我们要靠我们的行为得到救恩。
He doesn't say you have to be an excellent peacemaker.
他并没有说你必须是一个非常完美的使人和睦的人。
To be a child of God.
才能称为神的儿子。
It's grace from God.
这是神的恩典。
It's always about grace.
神总是给我们恩典。
It's not something we deserve. It's not something we earn.
并不是我们可以得到的，也并不是我们可以赚得的。
It's not because you want a Nobel Peace Prize.
并不是说你可以去你可以得到这个诺贝尔的和平奖，你才能称为神的儿子。
John first chapter is very clear about this.
约翰福音一章非常清楚地讲到
John says, Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believe in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
他说凡接待他的名就是信他名的人他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
I think it's even more clear in Galatians.
在加拉太书更清楚。
So in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith.
所以你们因信基督耶稣都是神的儿子。
See, you become children of God through faith.
因为的信我们成为神的儿女。
Not because you work very hard.
并不是说你非常努力。
So Jesus is saying a distinct feature of living in the kingdom.
所以耶稣告诉我们说要活在神的国里面。
If someone can point to you and say, you are a child of God.
如果人可以认出来说你是神的儿女。
It's because you're a peacemaker.
因为你是一个使人和睦的人。
See, if you're in God's family,
如果你在神的家中
you bear the image of the family.
你就有神的形象。
Just like my son Alex and my daughter Brenda bear my image.
就像我的儿女他们会有我的形象。
They look like me.
他们长得像我。
They look like mom.
长得也像我。
That's why they're good looking.
所以他们长得很漂亮。
See, but in the family of God, we bear the image of our Father.
在一个家庭里面，儿女都有父母的形象。
Our Father is our Creator.
我们天父的形象，我们的父就是我们创造我们的天父。
So if you're a peacemaker, you're doing the work of our Father.
如果你是一个使人和睦的人，你就是在做神的工。
So is God a peacemaker?
神是一个使人和睦的神吗？
Of course he is.
当然他是。
So the word for peace is the word shalom.
这个平安这个字在希伯来文是 shalom.
Many of you already heard this word.
我想大家曾经听过这个字。
If you go to Israel, you'll hear this word a lot.
当你去以色列的时候，你会常常听到这个字。
They use this word to say hello or goodbye.
他们用这个字来常常彼此打招呼和告别。
It means peace.
这个字就是和平的意思。
But it's a lot more than that.
但是它的意思更深入。
It's not just an absence of conflict.
不是只是没有冲突而已。
But it's a sense of harmony.
它是一个和谐的感觉。
Wholeness.
是一个完整的。
Completeness.
是一个完全的。
Prosperity and tranquility.
是一个很平安很安静的。
So it's not a negative thing, but a positive thing.
不只是一个负面的意思，它是一个很有正面的意思。
Not just an absence of war or noise.
不是只是没有喧哗，没有战争。
But an attitude of absolute well-being.
是一个对待这个美好的这个情景的一个态度。
When someone says to you, shalom,
当人说平安，
It says, I desire for you all the righteousness that God can give you.
他说我希望神的公义全部都给你。
All the goodness that God can give you.
所有神的祝福都临到你。
God's highest good for you.
神最美好的东西给你。
So turn to your neighbor and say shalom.
所以对你旁边的人说平安。
Shalom. It's an act of enjoyment of all that's good.
这是一个非常积极的来享受从神而来的好的良善。
So in the Bible, there's a theme of peace.
在圣经里面，这个平安是一个很重要的主题。
The Bible story begins with peace in the garden.
在这个圣经故事开始就讲到说，在伊甸园里面有这样的平安。
It will end with peace in eternity.
在这个永恒里面我们也有这样的平安。
Somebody actually counted there are over 400 references to peace in the Bible.
在圣经里面有人说有400多条信息是关于平安的。
Imagine the peace in the beginning.
想一想在刚开始的时候那样的平安。
In the Garden of Eden.
在这个伊甸园里面。
This perfect harmony between God and man.
在伊甸园里面神和人之间有完全的平安。
Between man and God's creations.
和人和神所做的神所创造的所有东西之间的平安。
And between man and his fellow man.
人和人之间的平安。
But then there was sin.
但是罪来到世上。
Peace was interrupted.
这个平安就没有了。
And there was a break in the shalom.
这个平安就从此打断了。
Now there was conflict between God and man.
现在人和神之间就有冲突了。
Conflict between man and God's creations.
人和神所造之物之间就有矛盾了。
And among men.
和人和人之间就有问题了。
There has been no peace.
就是人失去了平安。
Since Adam took the fruit.
自从这个亚当吃了禁果以后。
Since Cain killed Abel.
自从这个该隐杀了亚伯之后。
You see, there was no peace.
那就没有平安了。
Because we declare war against God.
因为我们向神宣战。
And God declared war against man.
神也向人宣战。
Our sin separated us from the fellowship of God.
我们的罪让我们和神之间的关系断裂了。
And we became the object of divine anger.
我们变成神愤怒的对象。
But the Bible tells us there was a plan to restore the peace.
但是圣经告诉我们说神有计划要重建这样的平安。
A plan to bring back the shalom.
要这个计划要把这个平安重新带到人间。
And God will send us a peacemaker.
神会给我们送来一个使人和平的人。
In the person of Jesus Christ.
就是耶稣基督。
And on the cross Jesus died for our sin.
在十字架上耶稣为我们的罪而死。
And because of that peace became a reality.
因为那样所以这个平安再一次临到我们。
And if you accept that peace,
如果我们接受这样的平安，
peace will come to your heart.
这样平安会进入你的心。
Someday the Bible also promises that Jesus will return.
这圣经告诉我们说耶稣还会再来。
He will restore a kingdom of peace in eternity.
他会在永恒里面建立一个平安的国度。
So Jesus is the peacemaker.
耶稣自己就是一个使人和睦的人。
He will bring back the shalom.
他要把平安带回来。
Even in the Old Testament, there was a promise that the Messiah will be a peacemaker.
在旧约里面就告诉我们说，这个救赎主会是一个使人得到平安的人。
Remember this in Isaiah chapter 9.
在以赛亚书第九章。
Isaiah promised that there will be a child. Unto us a child is born.A son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace.
说有因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上，他的名称为奇妙策士，全能的神，永在的父，和和平的君。
See, when Jesus came to the world, the angels declared.
当耶稣降生的时候，这个天使曾经宣告说
And we read this in Luke chapter 2.
在路加福音第二章
When Jesus was born, angels said, Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth to those on whom his favor rests.
天使宣告说，在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
So Jesus brings us peace.
耶稣带给我们平安。
But not just by his birth, but by his death and resurrection.
不只是因着他的出生，而也因着他的死和他的复活。
And this is what Paul says in Colossians chapter 1.
这就是保罗在哥罗西书所讲到的。
He says, through him to reconcile himself to all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross.
既然借着他在十字架上所流的血成就了和平，便借着他叫万有无论是天上的地上的一切都与自己和好了。
See, Jesus is the Prince of Peace.
耶稣就是一个和平的君。
But to accomplish peace, he had to die.
为了成就这样的和平，他必须死在十字架上。
And then he was resurrected.
然后他又复活。
See, the history of redemption is a history of peace.
我们知道一个救赎的历史就是一个和平的历史。
God's strategy to bring us a just and lasting peace between Him and man.
这就是神的计划，要让神和人有永远的平安。
And between man and his fellow man.
人之间有永远的平安。
So in this beatitude, God has called us on a special calling.
在这一个福里面，神叫我们要在呼召我们。
God wants us to be peacemakers.
神要我们做一个使人和平的人。
To restore to this world something that was lost.
要在这个世界上带回我们曾经失去的和平。
We are his agents.
我们是他的这个工具。
To make peace, a divine peace, a real peace.
让神的这个平安成为世界上真正的平安。
And we are God's children.
我们是神的儿女。
As God's children, we have the character of the Father.
作为神的儿女，我们要有神的形象。
What he loves, we love. What he pursues, we pursue.
他爱的，我们就爱。他要行的，我们就去遵行。
And we have to be willing to make sacrifices to make peace.
我们要为了愿意为得到平安而牺牲自己的利益。
Because God so loved the world that he sent his only son to die for our sin.
因为神这样爱世界，他愿意牺牲他自己的独生子为我们的罪而死。
To restore that shalom.
让我们重新得到平安。
Because of that, we're given a new nature.
因为那样，我们得到了一个新的生命。
We bear the image of our Father.
我们有神的形象了。
If God is a peacemaker, then we should be peacemaker.
如果神是一个使人和平的人，我们就应该使人和平。
Notice also the blessing is for a peacemaker.
我们在这里看到说这一幅是指使人和平的人
Peacemaker
是一个使人和平的
Not just someone who is peaceful
并不是说一个和平的人
Not someone who just loves peace
不是一个爱好和平的人
So it's not about personality
并不是讲我们的个性
But about action
是讲我们的行动
The peacemaker steps into a conflict
一个使人和平的人他会走进这个冲突中
Attacks a situation and confronts it.
他会面对这个问题，解决这个问题。
Peace is not about stopping a war.
这个和平并不是说只要停战就好了。
Real peace is where a relationship is restored.
真正的这个平安是人之间的这个关系重新建立了。
And the two parties embrace one another.
这双方能够互相接纳对方了。
So it's an action.
这是一个行动。
It builds a bridge between two sides.
这是两边之间的桥梁。
So you can imagine it's not going to be easy.
你可以想象说这不会很简单。
It means struggle, could be pain.
这个意味着挣扎和痛苦。
Because that's what Jesus did for us.
这就是耶稣基督所做的。
So how to be a peacemaker?
我们怎么来做一个使人和平的人呢？
Is it some clever ways of conflict resolution?
有没有一个很简单的方法让我们能够解决所有的矛盾呢？
Is there a handbook of peace negotiation?
有没有一个有没有一个本书可以告诉我们说怎么来做这个和平谈判呢？
I'm afraid it's not so easy.
我很抱歉，好像没有这么简单的东西。
If it's all about techniques, you don't need the Bible.
如果这都是一些技术上的问题，你并不需要圣经。
You can go to Amazon.com and find a book.
你可以直接去这个亚马逊上买一本书。
Actually, I did.
我真的买了一本。
Well, I look on Amazon.com and there are many books about conflict resolution.
我到亚马逊上去看的时候，有很多书在讲说怎么解决争端。
The one bestseller says, Changing the Conversation, 17 Principles for Conflict Resolution.
有一本书说怎么来改变我们的对话，有17种方法来解决这个冲突。
I'm sure it's a very good book.
我想应该是一本很好的书。
Even has a 4-star rating.
大家评价是四颗星。
But he has 17 principles.
他有17种方法。
But I wonder why there are so many books.
我在想为什么有这么多书。
I think it's because men are always looking for ways to make peace their way.
因为人总想靠着自己的方法来制造和平。
But without God, without Jesus, the Prince of Peace, how can there be peace?
如果没有神，没有这个和平的君耶稣基督，怎么可能有和平？
Think of the relationship between the United States and the Soviet Union.
想想美国和这个以前的苏联。
From the end of World War II to the fall of the Berlin Wall.
从第二次世界大战一直到这个柏林墙的倒塌。
Most of us lived through that era.
我们都经历这个时代。
Were we fighting? Do we exchange bullets, warheads?
我们有在打仗吗？我们有在彼此的用炮弹对射吗？
No, but would you say there was peace?
并没有这样做，但是你说我们之间是和平的吗？
Of course not. The world was on the brink of disaster.
当然并不是这样，我们知道说这个世界是非常危险的。
On the edge of annihilation.
就是在一个毁灭的边缘。
There was no peace.
这里从来没有平安。
In fact, we call this period of time Cold War.
我们叫这一段时间说是冷战。
Not peace.
不叫它平安的时间，和平的时间。
Or think of relationship between your two children when they're fighting.
想一想，当你两个孩子吵架的时候。
What did you do?
你做什么？
Did you send them back to their rooms?
你是不是叫他们回他们自己的房间？
Did you separate them?
你把他们分开？
Did you tell them to stop fighting?
你叫他们不要再吵了。
This is my favorite. You say, I'm going to count to three.
我会讲说，我会数到三。
Go back to your room.
回你自己的房间。
So they stop fighting, go back to their rooms.
他们会停止争吵，自己回他们房间了。
They slam the door.
他们把门摔着关了。
But suddenly the house is quiet.
马上这个房子就安静了。
There was no fighting.
没有争吵了。
Did you achieve peace?
难道你就说这样就和平了吗？
I don't think so.
我并不这样认为。
As soon as they come out of their rooms, they will fight again.
当他们走出他们房间的时候，争吵又会开始了。
You see, peace is not just an absence of conflict.
所以平安并不是说没有冲突。
Peace means the presence of righteousness that brings back relationships.
真正的平安是在公义的条件下能够让人彼此建立一个和睦的关系。
It's hard.
这个非常难。
What does Psalm 34 tell us?
诗篇34篇讲到。
The psalmist says, whoever will love life and see good days,must keep their tongue from evil and keep their lips from deceitful speech. They must turn from evil and do good, and they must seek peace and pursue it.
有人喜好存活，爱慕长寿，得享美福，就要禁止舌头不出恶言，嘴唇不出诡诈的话，要离恶行善，寻求和睦，一心追赶。
See, the psalmist says, you must seek peace.
这个诗篇告诉我们说，我们一定要这个追求平安。
Pursue it.
追求和睦，一心追赶。
See, you have to find peace.
必须要寻找这个平安。
Peace doesn't come to you.
这个平安并不是自己来找你。
It doesn't just appear.
并不是自动出现。
So it's hard work.
是需要努力的。
See, you thought Jesus said something non-controversial.
你认为耶稣这一幅好像很好懂。
But it's very hard.
其实蛮困难的。
See, biblical peacemaking is a lot more than stopping the fight.
按照圣经的这个观点，要使人和睦，并不是说叫大家不要互相的争闹。
It's an active pursuit to restore relationships.
而是要寻求彼此之间和睦的关系。
So where do we have to be a peacemaker?
我们要怎么来做一个使人和睦的人呢？
Where should we tackle this?
我们怎么开始呢？
So I think there are at least three different ways.
有三种方法。
First, we must make peace with our enemies.
首先我们要跟我们的敌人和好。
I think that's an obvious one.
我觉得这个是一个很清楚的。
Matthew 5 says, I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you.That you may be children of your Father in heaven.
马太福音五章说，只是我告诉你们，要爱你们的仇敌，为他逼迫你们的祷告，这样就可以做你们天父的儿子。
See, this is part of Sermon on the Mount.
这是登山宝训中的一部分。
Jesus says, "Love your enemies."
耶稣告诉我们说，要爱我们的仇敌。
And pray for them.
为逼迫你们的祷告。
In other words, instead of hatred.You display love.
用那爱来代替仇恨。
Instead of cursing your enemies, you pray for your enemies.
要以祷告来代替诅咒。
See, peacemaking is to bring two people together.
所以使人和睦是要把两个人放在一起。
It looks for harmony, not animosity.
要看到他们之间的和谐，而不是恨意。
So this seems to be easy.
看上去好像很容易。
But I guess it's pretty hard.
但是确实是很难的事。
That's why we have enemies.
所以我们都有仇敌。
The second place is making peace with your family.
第二件事要在你的家庭里面有和平。
You say, how can there be problem in the family?
你说在家里面怎么可能有这样的问题呢？
Well, even David had problem.
我们知道甚至大卫都有这样的问题。
He said in Psalm 55,
在诗篇五十五篇大卫说
You see, someone is fighting with him.
你知道有的人在跟他这个争斗。
But he says, if an enemy were insulting me, I could endure it. If a foe were rising against me, I could hide. But it is you, a man like myself, my companion, my close friend.
原来不是仇敌辱骂我，若是仇敌还可以忍耐，也不是恨我的人向我狂大，若是恨我的人就必躲避他不料是你你原与我平等是我的同伴是我知己的朋友
You see David's situation
你看到大卫的情形
His enemy is in his friends among his friends
他的敌人是在他的朋友中间
It's among his family
是在他的家人中间
See you can relate to that you, sometimes you're betrayed in a marriage or partnership
我想你可能也有同样的经历有些时候我们在被家人出卖
This could happen in your family or even in church.
这个在家里面可能发生，在教会里面也可能发生。
Someone has wronged you, but it's someone you know.
可能伤害你的就是你认识、你熟悉的人。
But Jesus has a solution for us.
耶稣给我们的这样的解决的方法。
He said in Mark 9, and he is talking to his disciples.
在马可福音第九章，他对他的门徒说。
He says, salt is good, but if it loses its saltiness, how can you make it salted again? Have salt in yourselves and be at peace with each other.
盐本是好的，若是失了味，可用什么叫它再咸？你们里头应当有盐，彼此和睦。
See, Jesus is talking to the disciples.
耶稣在对他的门徒说。
He says, make peace with each other.
他叫他们之间要彼此和睦。
Make peace with each other and be like salt.
要像盐一样彼此和�u.
You see, salt preserves, salt restores.
我们知道盐可以防腐, 盐也可以让人, 让这个东西重新变好。
So you need to preserve and restore the relationship.
我们需要保护我们之间的关系。
See, your family may love each other.
你的家人可能互相相爱。
But they may be at each one's throat.
也可能他们对彼此非常不满。
See, whatever the situation is, God says you need to make peace.
无论是什么情形, 神说我们要追求彼此的和睦。
It's the same in at work, same in church.
在工作时间和在教会的时间, 同样是要追求和睦。
Wherever you are, God has called you to make peace.
无论你在什么地方, 神都说你要做一个使人和睦的人。
But I think the most difficult place to find peace is within yourself.
我想最难找到平安的地方就是你自己的内心。
See, the world is trouble.
我们知道在这个世界上有苦难。
But we don't find peace in ourselves.
我们在我们内心里面会失去平安。
Despite all the technological advances, we are more isolated than ever.
无论现在科技有多发达, 我们人之间非常变得非常的孤立。
See, Linda talked about this last week.
我们上一次讲到有讲过。
Famous wealthy people kill themselves.
有很多非常有名声的人, 他们自杀了。
See, we have iPhone, we have Android, but we don't communicate.
虽然我们现在有电话, 但是我们常常没有办法彼此沟通。
People have mental, emotional illness to a degree than ever before.
人的这个精神上的这个, 病痛比以前更加厉害了。
Don't be surprised. The number one prescription drug is an antidepressant.
在美国卖的最好的药就是一个抗忧郁症的药。
See, if we don't have peace in ourselves, how can we make peace in the world around us?
如果我们自己内心都没有平安, 我们怎么可能使人和睦?
When you are full of conflicts, how can you resolve conflicts around you?
内心都充满了矛盾, 你怎么可能来解决别人的矛盾?
So you say, it's impossible, I give up.
所以你就说, 这个好像做不到, 我们就干脆不要做了。
But again, the Bible gives us some answers.
但是圣经已经给了我们一些解决的方法。
See, peace does not come from a pill, but from the Word of God.
真正的平安不是从一颗药丸来的, 而是从神的话来的。
Listen to what James said in chapter 3.
雅各书第三章讲到,
He says, the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peacemaking, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere.
他说唯独从上头来的智慧, 先是清洁, 后是和平, 温良, 柔顺, 满有怜悯, 多接善果, 没有偏见, 没有假冒。
You see the sequence here?
你看到这样这个次序吗?
First pure, then peace.
先是清洁, 然后是和平。
It's not the other way around.
并不是倒过来的。
So remember the last beatitude we talked about?
我们上一次讲的上一幅还记得吗?
Blessed are the pure in heart.
是一个清心的人有福了。
See, Jesus' beatitudes have a logical sequence.
我们看到说这八幅是有逻辑排列的。
One builds on the other.
一个是建立在前一个的基础上。
First, you have purity, then you have peace.
先是有清洁, 然后才有和平。
Purity means pursuing the righteousness and the holiness of God.
清洁意思是我们追求神的公义和神的圣洁。
And you pursue only one thing.
你只追求一件事。
Your heart is not divided.
你的心不是分为很多部分。
You cannot have two contradictory things at the same time.
你不能追求两件互相矛盾的事情。
If we have two contradictory things, how can we have peace?
如果心里都在追求互相矛盾的事情, 怎么可能会有平安?
Peace flows from purity.
我们看到说和平是从清洁而来的。
The more you pursue purity, the more you discover peace.
你越是有清洁的心, 你越能得到和平。
Doesn't matter what areas in your life, your work, family, marriage, church.
无论是你的家庭, 你的工作, 或你在教会里面, 都是按照这样的次序。
If you have purity, you have holiness, you have peace.
当你有清洁的心的时候, 你就会有圣洁和和平。
When you have peace in yourself, you can make peace with your enemy.
当你在心里面有和平的时候，你才能够爱你的仇敌。
Peace in your family.
才能有家庭里的平安。
And because Jesus is the Prince of Peace, peace comes from God.
因为耶稣是和平的君，所以我们知道和平是从神而来的。
Second Corinthians, Paul tells us this.
在哥林多后书，保罗说道，
All this comes from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation.
一切都是出于神，他借着基督使我们与他和好，又将劝人与他和好的职分赐给我们。
God made peace with us.
神先与我们和好。
And comes from God.
这是从神而来的。
It's His grace.
这是神的恩典。
You see, at one point we were at war with God.
在以前我们曾经是神的对头。
We declare God our enemy.
我们以神为敌。
I don't think it's very wise to fight God.
我并不觉得说要跟神征战是一个很聪明的事。
But God says, I offer you peace.
神说我要给你平安。
I bring to you Jesus Christ.
我要把耶稣基督给你。
He says, this is the peace treaty, just sign it.
神说这就是我们之间和平的条约，你就签名好了。
He says, if you surrender, we'll give you the best terms.
神说如果你愿意签名，我会给你最好的。
You will not be treated as defeated, but as victors.
你不会被作为一个打败的人，作为一个俘虏来对待，你会作为一个得胜的人。
You're not sent to prison camp. You become children of God.
你并不是说你签了名就把你送去监狱，而是让你成为神的儿女。
Isn't that wonderful?
这不是一件很美好的事吗？
There was a day you fought against God.
在你以前跟这个神征战的时候。
But when you accepted the righteousness of Jesus by faith.
当你靠着你的信接受从耶稣基督而来的公义的时候，
You made peace with God.
你与神和好了。
The battle is over.
跟神的征战结束了。
No one will be a peacemaker until he's made peace with God.
没有一个人可以成为使人和睦的人，除非他首先与神和好。
But notice there's a second part about this verse.
我们看到说这个经文的下半段，
Paul says, if you have accepted peace with God, you've also been given a ministry of reconciliation.
他说如果我们与神和好了，我们也要得到这个劝人与他和好的职分。
See, you made peace with God, but you have to help others to make peace with God.
当你与神和好的时候，你要帮助别人与神和好。
And that's the commission of evangelism.
这就是神给我们传福音的这个职分。
It's to spread the gospel of peace.
要传这个和平的福音。
You see, you can go to someone who is still fighting God.
你可以跟一些还在跟神征战的人。
And help them make peace with God.
帮助他们与神和好。
See, when they're at war with God, they're cursed by God.
当他们与神征战的时候，他们被神诅咒。
But when they come to Jesus, they make peace with God.
当他们接受耶稣基督后，他们就与神和好了。
They make peace with you.
他也与你和好了。
They become God's child and your brother or sister.
他变为神的儿女，成为你的弟兄姐妹。
So the most important thing about peacemaking is to preach the gospel of peace.
所以要作为使人和睦的人，最重要的是要帮助他们与神和好。
And let people know there is a way to end this war.
让人知道说我们有能力能够终止和神的征战。
Jesus is greatest peacemaker of all.
耶稣是一个最大的使人和睦的人。
He stepped right into the conflict.
他走进我们和神的征战。
He was arrested by Roman soldiers.
他被罗马的这个兵丁抓住。
Tried by Jewish high priest.
他被犹太的这最高的祭司来审判。
And he died for our sin.
他为我们的罪而死。
He would do it because he knows peace will come.
他这样做因为他知道他这样可以带给人平安。
See, men search from corner of the world to another corner of the world.
人在世界的每一个角落在寻找。
We look for peace.
我们在寻找平安。
We go from one counselor to another counselor.
我们一个一个的去找这些心理辅导员。
We go from one peace summit to another peace summit.
我们去一个一个的这个和平的会谈。
We write one peace treaty after another peace treaty.
我们写一个一个的和平条约。
You see, Buddha sat under the tree for 49 days to look for peace.
我们知道说，释迦牟尼他曾经坐在树下，在寻找这个和平。
But peace is not found in our circumstances.
但是和平并不是在我们的环境中。
The problem is our heart.
是这个原因，没有和平的原因是我们的心。
It's our sin.
是我们的罪。
See, if you have a fever, it's not because the room is hot.
当你有发烧的时候，并不是因为这个房间太热了。
It's because we're sick on the inside.
是因为里面生病了。
See, Einstein won the Nobel Peace Prize.
爱因斯坦他曾经获得了诺贝尔的和平奖。
And he's because of his theory of quantum mechanics.
因为他的这个量子力学的这个理论。
That opened the power of the nucleus.
让人知道了说这个核的能量。
It led to the atomic bomb.
然后让人制造了这个原子弹。
And someone asked him about the threat of nuclear warfare.
当人们来问他说现在这个核武器所造成的这个世界的危险。
And this is what he said.
这是他说的。
He said it's not a physical problem, but an ethical one. What terrifies us is not the explosive force of the atomic bomb.But the power of the wickedness of the human heart, its explosive power for evil.
这不是一个物质问题，而是一个道德问题。我们惧怕的不是原子弹的爆炸力量，而是人心邪恶的威力，邪恶的爆炸力量。
See, even Einstein says that he is not afraid of the atomic bomb.
我们看到爱因斯坦说他并不害怕这个原子弹爆炸的力量。
But he's terrified of our heart.
他却很害怕人心邪恶的威力。
Our ability for evil.
我们邪恶的爆炸的力量。
You cannot deny it.
你没有办法否认。
Seeing the nations of the world.
看到世界上各个国家。
And even watching your children.
甚至你只要看到你小孩，你就知道。
See, the problem is always with the heart.
我们看到这个问题总是在心里。
Making peace is more than a skill of negotiation.
我们知道说使人和睦并不是只要谈怎样做一个和平谈判。
That's why all of us need a savior.
这是为什么我们每一个人都需要一个救赎主。
All the knowledge and wisdom or the science and technology cannot bring us peace in our heart.
所有的智慧现代的科技都不能带给我们心理上的平安。
Only comes from the righteousness of God by his grace.
只有靠神的恩典和神的公义才能给我们平安。
When your sin is forgiven and the war is over.
当我们的罪被赦免，我们跟神的征战就结束了。
When you have the peace of God.
当你有神从神而来的平安。
The world can go on with its troubles.
这个世界可以继续他们的征战。
But you can live life to the fullest.
但是你可以得到一个更丰盛的生命。
It's amazing when you have shalom.
当你有平安的时候，这个生活就再不一样了。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for today, and we thank you for our earthly fathers, that they take care of us, they comfort us. But we look to you as our Heavenly Father, that you comfort us, you take care of us. We thank you for your grace, your Son, Jesus Christ, who came to us, died for us, and gave us shalom. We thank you. We ask for these things in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.